Hey folks, Dan Ferrio here with your opening bell for November 19th, 2024. So this week, there's really not a lot of economic data that should be moving the markets. However, there's always some kind of data out there. What data is it today? What's Russia basically coming out last night saying this could be the beginning of World War III? So that's what we're going to talk about here briefly. But if you're watching this channel, you're trying to figure out, is buying a good idea? Should I just continue to rent? What are home prices going to do? So let's just take a kind of a back seat right now and look at some things that just came out today. The news that came in today, we're going to talk about interest rates and how interest rates should drop a little bit today. And then the next piece of the equation we're going to talk on the economic calendar is housing inventory and permits. And those are the two big pieces of the puzzle that you should be concerned with if you're looking to buy in 2024 or maybe 2025. So let's dig into it. These rates are, you're seeing right through here. These rates are where we closed yesterday. So I'll give you where the rates are at the end of today and where they go today, but I have an inkling on where they're going to go today. So let's look at the headlines that we're seeing. Right through here, it says Treasury yields fall amidst rising Ukraine-Russia tensions. Okay, so here's what normally happens when, like, Russia comes out and says, oh, there might be World War III, or you have huge conflicts in the Middle East. What normally happens via textbook is people dump their equities, meaning they sell their stocks, and they load up in bonds, okay? And they have bonds, the bonds they have to pick from are U.S. Treasuries, corporate bonds, and mortgage-backed securities. We'll just lump those into those three sections right there. Okay, so with Treasury yields so high, people are electing, or investors are electing, to put their money into Treasuries instead of other, like, corporate bonds or mortgage bonds, because actually their yields are really good and there's zero chance of default. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why people are moving into Treasuries. Okay, so let's get over to the broad markets that you're seeing right there here. Here's what's happening behind the scenes. Dow tumbles 500 points, S&P futures lose 1% on Ukraine-Russia tensions. So that's what's going on there. So then we go over to the bond market. You're seeing the bond market up 10 ticks. So that's what normally happens. You have people selling equities, moving into bonds, and mortgage bonds are capturing some of this money. So we have MBS is up 10 ticks right now. This might help rates ease a little bit. We might be at 7.05 here shortly, but that's where this action's coming in today. People are moving their money out of equities because of the uncertainties and into the bond market. So that's what we're seeing right through there. On the economic calendar, we're seeing building permits and housing starts. Now, this is also another area where if you're looking to buy a home, you need more homes hitting the market. Okay, so how are we going to do that? Well, existing home sales aren't really coming to market, so we need new construction. Okay, so here's where those numbers look like. So building permits, that's the foundation. That's the starting point of all this. Last reading was 1.42 million. They thought that there was going to be 1.44 million permits submitted. There was 1.41. So quite a bit less. Housing starts. We were at 1.35 million previously. It was expected to go to 1.34. Came in at 1.31. Down as well. Then you get into housing starts month over month, negative 1.9, now negative 3.1. So all these numbers aren't in your favor if you're looking to buy in 2024. But the good news is mortgage rates are starting to stabilize just a little bit on that front. When you go over to the CME FedWatch tool, this is the prediction of what the Fed's going to do at the next meeting. Next meeting is on December 18th. Now there's a 62% chance that they're going to cut rates another 0.25%, because right now we are right through here on the federal funds rate. So the Federal Reserve, they control the federal funds rate. They do not control any other interest rates like bond yields or mortgage rates. And to find those out, you have to watch my channel every day. So you might ask yourself, what do you do? Okay, are you an economist? Are you a mortgage guy? Are you a financial planner? I'm just a lonely old mortgage guy out here trying to win your business. So I come out here every day to explain to you guys how the markets work, how to follow interest rates, different mortgage programs. We have live events where we talk to you about these things. We would love to help you. Okay, so my name is Dan Ferrio. Visit us at therateupdate.com. If you like what you see and you'd love to work with us, the good news is we're licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be using us. Okay, so we're one of the country's largest mortgage companies. We're mortgage servicers. We're the number 10 mortgage servicer in the entire country, and we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, which is really unique because most banks, you go to the bank and you just, they offer their products. At ours, you can come to us and we can help you maybe facilitate a loan within our services here. But if we can get you a better deal elsewhere, we're set up with about 50 different lenders on top of us. So we can get you quotes with one application, one credit pool. You're going to get quotes up to 50 different lenders. So that's us. So visit us at theRateUpdate.com. If you're looking to buy that first house, please check the Grant Finder programs right up through here. But to get the ball rolling, all you need to do is hit the Apply Now button right there or scroll down to the bottom of the website and you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. And it is right through there. My email, my 800 number is 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at Dan@TheRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ended for the day. See you then. Bye-bye.